Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. The Catholic Church teaches that some actions are wrong always and everywhere, no matter what. You just can't do them. The reason is that some actions, by their nature, based on just what kinds of actions they are attacks on human goodness, human functioning, human flourishing. And that's what moral evil is. And of course, that all sounds right, but it really gets tough when you get into the nitty-gritty of human life. Because we can say that abortion is always wrong, or that contraception is always wrong, or that euthanasia is always wrong, or that homosexual acts are always wrong. But what happens when people come to us with heartbreaking scenarios? What do we do then? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Human life can be brutal, and the situations it presents us with can be heartbreaking. And people will come to us with these situations, and they will make us feel heartless for maintaining the Catholic teaching. These are the stories and scenarios you will hear. You'll hear someone say, "My wife and the baby will die if we don't have an abortion. They'll both die. Do you understand?" Or someone will say, "I've tried abstinence. God knows I've tried, but I'm just not strong enough. But my wife's told me she'll leave me if I don't wear a condom." Or you'll hear someone say, "My son loves this man. He really loves him. He's been unhappy for so long. And now, after all the pain and the self-loathing and the despair, he's finally found someone where he feels at peace. And you're telling me we can't condone this relationship?" Or you'll hear someone say, "Look at him. He's old and he's in pain and he's never coming back anyway. Look at how he shakes. The doctor says we can make it all go away right now with one quick injection." Or someone will say, "My brother-in-law died in 9/11. And you're telling me we can't torture these monsters to make them tell us what new horror they have in store for innocent people?" What can we say in the face of such difficulties? How can we make our principles, our stance against intrinsic evil, more than just abstract rules when people come to us with such difficulties? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
We have to remember that moral evil is evil because it attacks some basic human good. We don't hold these moral truths for no reason. We don't forbid certain actions for no reason. We hold them because we value the goodness of the persons involved. In each scenario, in every difficult case, there is always a good that we shouldn't attack. The baby in the womb is good. Don't attack it through abortion. Your sick spouse or elderly parent is good. Don't attack him through euthanasia. Your fertility is good. Don't attack it through contraception. Your son's masculinity is good. Don't attack it by pretending he's not a complete man and that it makes sense for him to be completed by another man. Now, a terrorist may have a very perverse will, but he's still made in the image of God by the grace of his intelligence and freedom. So don't attack the image of God in him by attacking his intelligence and freedom through torture. Morality is about the good. Even in tough situations, it's about the good and about being resolved never to attack the good. Because if you attack goodness, then you make yourself evil. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
It's always a mistake to formulate your moral principles based on difficult cases. Difficult cases are emotional, and that makes it harder to think straight about anything, including right and wrong. That's why we must understand the Church's teaching before difficult cases arrive. We have to understand the goodness of the human design, and the goodness of that design in each and every individual human being. Once we understand that, then we can stand true to what's right, even when it's a brutal situation. And we won't have to feel cold or abstract about it either, because we will be standing up for the goodness in the person involved, this goodness, here and now. We will say, I'm so sorry, really sorry. I'll help in any way I can, but don't ask me to participate in the violation of this person's humanity. This person is too good for that. I can't take this person, whether it's your friend or your spouse or your parent or your kid, this image of God, saved by Christ and bound for glory. I will not help rip him apart, degrade him, do anything to make him less fit for God in heaven. God have mercy on all of us, but I won't do it. That's how you stand on principle. Not for the sake of the principle, but for the sake of the people involved. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Many of us have this idea in the back of our minds that there should be three options in every situation. The heroic, the okay, and the sinful. But what really difficult moral situations show us is that actually, there are times in life when we are left with only two options. Heroism, to preserve the goodness of all, or sin, to attack the goodness of the people involved. When those situations arise, God grant us the grace to do the right thing, not because we want to be heroes, but because we love God and we are never willing to attack the goodness of others. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. So, what were you reflecting on?
As we've been doing these meditations on the first part of the moral principles, I've been thinking about, where does this become most relevant? Where does this touch people's lives
Sure. The
most? And because what we've been talking about is that there are actions that are intrinsically evil. That means they attack goodness, and you can't do them no matter what your intention is and no matter what the situation. But we have all these difficult situations, like when people have a good reason not to have more children.
Mm-hmm.
There is a morally good means or a morally good action to apply to that situation. It's natural family planning or abstinence. I mean, if you don't have sex, you're not going to have a baby. But people choose an action that's intrinsically evil, contraception or worse, sterilization, whether it's tubal ligation or a vasectomy, or when people are faced with a really difficult situation like abortion in the case of rape. But then we're choosing to attack an innocent human. And one of the biggest ones that we're facing, and we'll probably all have to face, is euthanasia.
Mm-hmm.
When we have a loved one who's really suffering, and you mm-hmm. have to watch him suffer, and you can't change their suffering.
Yeah.
And then we're given the option that with one injection, all their suffering's over.
But I think in every situation, you sort of have to, and this is more difficult to reason through depending on the situation, because some situations are more difficult to cope with than others. But in a lot of these situations, you really have to look at the real intention. Like when it comes to euthanasia, there's a lot of motivation for the drug companies, for medical professionals, for even just a society as a whole to very selfishly support euthanasia, because it does solve a lot of problems for everyone else.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they always say, this is going to be a huge drain on your money. This is going to be a drain on the insurance company. This is going to be a drain on society in general. Taking care of anyone is.
Yeah. And it's going to be a drain on you.
Mm-hmm. Or in the situation of, like you said, if someone's like, but God knows I've tried. I've tried to be abstinent. I've tried to have self-control and all of these things. And it's really, you're still just trying to solve something. You should be a better man.
Yeah.
But we're trying to
be a hero.
You should be a hero. I feel like a lot of these situations are, we're trying to ration through something and we hope that there's another way out. But why are we trying to rationalize it? Is it because we truly believe that we shouldn't have more kids right now, or because it's difficult to have more kids right now?
Yeah. Yeah. We have come to the idea that, as you said in one of our last conversations, that the highest good to preserve is comfort, and the greatest evil to avoid is suffering.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
The greatest evil is sin.
And I feel like we put all of our energy into trying to wriggle out of responsibility rather than actually supporting our loved ones, supporting the elderly, supporting young families. Obviously, that means being heroic.
What if God's goal is to make us all heroic lovers? What if it's God's goal to make us all heroic in love? What if we started with that as the principle?
Mm-hmm.
That's what he wants, because that's the truth. What he wants for all of us is heroic lovers,
mm-hmm.
which means self-sacrifice.
Yeah. Well, it's just hard to really prove one's love without sacrifice.
I look at your grandpa
mm-hmm.
right now, who has a spouse who's got dementia.
Mm-hmm.
And for him to care for her, that's heroic.
Mm-hmm.
That's really hard. And there's a lot of people out there that we could say, God, why are you allowing this? And God could come back and say, I intend for you to be heroic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make you really great.
Yeah.
You know, we did the meditation on Kolbe. We had the powerful rosary in Auschwitz,
mm-hmm.
where Kolbe traded places with another man and went to starvation bunker. And we look at Kolbe like a superhero.
Yeah.
But we're all called to this heroism.
We look at Kolbe like he's a superhero, but that is not how he looks at us. He looks at us like, this is exactly what I intend for all of you.
And he looked at us that way in his chapel.
He does. It's everyone should fly to Poland just to look at that portrait in his chapel.
Not only him, but the four other Franciscans that went with mm-hmm. him to Auschwitz.
It is a look of great expectation.
This is it. This is it. When you're in the little wooden chapel in Kolbe's monastery in Poland, as you go up for communion, there are two of the Franciscan brothers on either side, so four of them,
mm-hmm.
and they're portraits with the most piercing gaze. And then as you approach the altar for communion, there's Kolbe right there,
yeah.
looking at you. All five have the same look of expectation. We expect you to become heroic in love like us. And you know it when you're walking mm-hmm. up to receive communion. And you know when you walk up and you say, Amen, you're saying, oh, okay.
Okay.
I'll do it. But we know we're too weak.
Yeah.
So we have to do two things. We just have to accept the occasions that call for heroism and rely on God, not yeah. ourselves.
That also means you don't have to wait for these big life-changing, life or death sacrifices, but we are really tested at every moment, and we have to treat every moment with that level of martyrdom and abandonment to God's will and heroism.
Yeah. Yeah. And don't forget that long-suffering comes with most of it, which means God's highest goal isn't just to remove our suffering.
Mm-hmm.
His highest goal is to make us great.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
I agree. I'm going to drag my feet.
We'll like it in the end from heaven. We don't mm-hmm. always like it here.
Yeah.
We don't always like it here. Yeah. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.